Britain. Investing. Deplatforming. The travails of Hargreaves Lansdown.
On the face of it, Hargreaves Lansdown is still mightily successful. The financial services firm enables British savers to buy shares, bonds and funds directly, as well as invest in tax-free vehicles and manage their pensions. A business that began with a borrowed typewriter in a spare bedroom in 1981 now has 1.8 million clients, many of them wealthy baby boomers. It boasts a 36% share of Britain's do-it-yourself investment market and manages £142.2 billion, that's $180 billion, in assets under administration, dwarfing rivals such as AJ Bell, which oversees £80.3 billion. Yet its glory days are behind it. In the past year, Hargreaves Lansdown has crashed out of the FTSE 100 index of most valuable companies on the London Stock Exchange and lost a CEO and a chairwoman. Its share price is down by half from its peak in 2019, which has attracted the interest of would-be buyers. The company's board has said it's minded to accept an offer from a consortium of private equity funds, which includes CVC Capital Partners. They've been given until July 19th to table a binding offer. Peter Hargreaves, the company's co-founder and still its largest shareholder, has blamed the firm's previous management for the shambles. New business is slowing. The platform brought in 27% fewer clients in 2023 than it did in 2022. This is partly a result of increased competition from slick new trading apps like Robinhood, but also because Hargreaves Lansdown looks overpriced in comparison with more established rivals. Customers who have £250,000 invested in funds on its platform can expect to pay £1,125 in annual fees, compared with £637 at AJ Bell and £375 at Vanguard, a gigantic American investment advisor. Past scandals have cast a shadow. Trust in Hargreaves Lansdown took a dive after the collapse in 2019 of Neil Woodford's fund management empire, which had been heavily promoted by the investment platform. Its customers accounted for £1.6 billion of the £3.7 billion lost when the Woodford Equity Income Fund was frozen. The company is still struggling to shake off its association with the celebrated stock picker. This year, it was hit by a second lawsuit seeking compensation for victims. Regulation is a worry too. Last year, the Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA, the city watchdog, introduced reforms known as the Consumer Duty, which pledged to end rip-off fees and improve customer service. As part of that, the FCA is looking at the interest that firms earn on client cash, which was equivalent to two-thirds of Hargreaves Lansdown's pre-tax profit last year. Under another set of rules, called MiFID II, DIY investors also now face an assessment before they're allowed to invest in complex financial products. A private equity takeover would offer Hargreaves Lansdown the chance of a fresh start, away from the glare of public markets. In 2022, a £175 million plan to upgrade its technology infrastructure, at the expense of a special dividend, attracted the ire of shareholders. That news, coupled with lower profits, sent its share price into freefall. New owners would also focus on cutting Hargreaves Lansdown's costs, which rose by more than a tenth last year. There is room for growth, too. Despite an explosion in retail trading apps since the COVID-19 pandemic, only a quarter of Britons own shares, compared with almost two-thirds of Americans. More than 8 million people are sitting on over £10,000 in cash, money that would be better off invested. These are precisely the sorts of customers that Hargreaves Lansdown had in mind when its founders set out more than four decades ago to democratise stock picking. By creating Britain's largest funds supermarket, they succeeded. But they also made themselves a target.